Well, Mr. Spock?
Very typical, Captain. Iron silicon base, oxygen, hydrogen atmosphere, largely arid, no discernible life, no surprises.
Cartographic section, begin scanning. Tie into visual section 988TG, computer bank 22, Kirk out. About four more orbits ought to do it, Mr. Leslie. That'll wrap it up. Lay in a course for Starbase 200.
Aye, aye, Captain.
Captain.
Mr. Spock.
Incredible, Captain. What was that? What my instruments read is totally unbelievable, Captain. Twice, for a split second each time, everything within range of our instruments seemed on the verge of blinking out.
I want facts, not poetry.
I have given you the facts, Captain. The entire magnetic field in this solar system simply blinked. The planet below, the mass of which we're measuring, attained zero gravity.
That's impossible. What you're describing
is non-existence.
Standard general alert signal from Starfleet Command, Captain.
All stations to immediate alert status. Stand by.
Captain, scanners now report a life object on the planet's surface below.
You just did a complete life survey 5 minutes ago. How is it you're just picking it up now?
Inexplicable, Captain. This reading began at approximately the moment that the pulsation phenomenon began to subside.
Well, what is it? This object. Its physical makeup.
A living being. Body temperature 98.5 Fahrenheit. Mass. Electrical impulses. Movement. It is apparently human, Captain.
And its appearance coincided with this cosmic winking out?
Almost to the second.
Explanation?
None.
Speculation? Could this being present any danger to the ship?
Possible. Very possible.
Lieutenant DeBrill, notify security to have an armed detachment of men ready to beam down with us. Let's go.
Any word comes through from Starfleet Command, pipe it down immediately.
Communications, priority one.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its 5-year mission, to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before. Captain's log, stardate 3087.6. While investigating an uncharted planet, the Enterprise, and at least this entire quadrant of space, has been subjected to violent, unexplained stress and force. Sensors have reported the presence of a human being on the planet below who might be connected with the phenomenon. With my first officer and a security team, I have set out in search of him.
Thank the heavens! There's still time! It's not too late! We can still stop him. But I need your help.
Sir. Report on the dilithium crystals, Captain.
Yes.
Whatever that phenomenon was, it drained almost all of our crystals completely. It could mean trouble.
You have a talent for understatement, Lieutenant. Without full crystal power, our orbit will begin to decay in 10 hours. Reamplify immediately.
Aye, aye, sir.
Any further magnetic disturbance?
Negative, Captain. Scanners indicate situation normal.
Nothing?
Nothing. Illogical. An effect of such proportions, unexplainable by any established physical laws that I'm aware of. I have been able to ascertain one fact. Though the effect, whatever it was unquestionably widespread, it was strongest here, on the planet beneath us.
Keep checking.
Red 2 message in 1 minute, Captain. Starfleet Command.
Code Factor 1, sir.
Repeat.
Code Factor 1.
Invasion status. All hands, this is the captain. Battle stations. I repeat, battle stations. This is no drill.
McCoy, Captain.
Kirk here.
About our patient.
Yes, Doctor, quickly.
He'll make it. He'll be stiff and sore for a while, but he'll be all right.
I'll talk to him later. Thank you. Kirk out.
Message ready, Captain. Main screen coming on.
Kirk here. Enterprise standing by, Commodore.
Aware of the effect an hour ago.
Yes, sir.
You may not be aware of its scope. It occurred in every quadrant of the galaxy and far beyond. Complete disruption of normal magnetic and gravimetric fields, time warp distortion, impossible radiation variations, and all of them centering in the general area which you are now patrolling. The question is, are these natural phenomena? Or are they mechanically created? And if they are, by whom? For what purpose? Your guess, Captain.
Thank you, sir. I have considered all the alternatives. My best guess is it could be a prelude to invasion.
Exactly our consensus. I'm giving you the job of finding out specifically.
Aye, aye, sir. Can you assign me other starships as a reserve?
Negative. I'm evacuating all Starfleet units and personnel within 100 parsecs of your position. It's going to be tough on you and the Enterprise, but that's the job you've drawn. You're on your own.
I see. You mean we're the bait.
Good luck.
Thank you, sir. Maintain alert status at all battle stations.
Aye, aye, sir.
From the top, Mr. Spock. First, the phenomenon came from the planet below. Secondly, the danger is apparently real and imminent.
Third, a closer examination of the planet's surface would be in order. My job, sir?
Yes. Meanwhile, I'll talk to our unexpected guest. Maybe he can provide some answers.
That's how I came to be down there, Captain. Pursuing the devil's own spawn. A thing I've chased across the universe. He's humanoid. Outside. But inside, he's a hideous, murdering monster. I'll get him, Captain. I swear it.
You say this one man.
Not man. Thing.
Thing. Destroyed your entire civilization.
To the last man, woman, and child.
How did you escape?
I was inspecting the magnetic communication satellites. You believe me, don't you?
Before we picked you up, our ship sustained a number of incredible effects.
That was he! He's death, anti-life. He lives to destroy.
Is he the thing that attacked you?
Yes. I give you my word. I swear it.
We don't have any other facts, any information.
Then you'll join me in my holy cause. Help me in visiting justice and vengeance upon him.
My only cause is the safety of my ship and the mission we're on. You'll beam down with me. I'll check your story out.
Spock. Find anything?
Negative, Captain. Anything from our guest?
According to him, there's a creature of some sort down here, a humanoid.
Lieutenant Uhura communicated that information.
I ordered reconfirmation on our sensors. They indicate no living creature on this planet. I suggest, Captain, that you've been lied to.
Captain, you yourself said there were no other explanations. Why do you give credence to this man?
I fail to comprehend your indignation, sir. I've simply made the logical deduction that you are a liar.
Let's have it the truth this time.
You come back again, is it? Well, don't stop. Here I am. Come at me again. We'll finish it.
Can you identify that?
Trying, Captain.
Lazarus!
You stay here.
All personnel, security red.
It'll do you no good. I'll take you to the very fire.
I saw it again. The thing. It attacked me.
Get out of here.
Captain. Readings of the effect indicated centered here on this planet. Almost on this very spot.
I told you it was a thing. All white and black. An empty. A terrible emptiness.
Let's get back to the ship.
They'll kill us all if we don't kill him first. Kill! 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 Kill!
Captain's log, stardate 3088.3. We continue to orbit the dead planet, which seems to be the source of the phenomenon which has struck the Enterprise and all sections of the galaxy once again. As for Lazarus, the story he tells me about the humanoid continues to trouble me.
Negative, Captain. I can no more explain the occurrence of the second phenomenon than I can the first.
If there's a shred of truth to what Lazarus said.
That a single creature, a humanoid, could be responsible for an effect of such magnitude?
Hard to believe.
Indeed.
But the rest of the story seems to fit. As wounds testify to an apparent confrontation with something.
Affirmative.
Assuming there is a humanoid, something, how does he do it? He has no weapons, no power.
Captain, I only know for certain that the occurrence of the phenomenon coincides exactly with the moments that Lazarus has his alleged confrontations.
Dr. McCoy asking to see you in sick bay, Captain.
I don't know, Jim. Maybe I'm imagining things and maybe I'm not. You tell me.
You tell me. That's why you brought me down here, isn't it?
Well, as you know, we both brought Lazarus in here, and I treated a deep abrasion on his forehead, right?
Right.
And then I bandaged it. I stepped into this room for just a moment.
Bones, I've got a lot of things to do. Get to the point.
Well, say he's got the constitution of a dinosaur. Recuperative powers, ditto.
Mm-hmm.
And as we both know, I'm a bright young medic with a miraculous touch.
Mm-hmm.
Why then, when I returned, there wasn't a trace of that wound on his forehead? Not even a bruise. It was like he had never been injured.
Where is he?
I don't know, Jim. This is a big ship. I'm just a country doctor.
Hi.
Hi. Coffee?
Is that an order, Lieutenant?
I know what you mean. Reamplification finished on the dilithium crystals?
Yeah, ready and waiting.
Decided to help me yet? Something wrong?
No. I have a ship's physician with a strange sense of humor.
No, but this is no joke, Jim. I know what I saw.
Bridge calling the captain.
Go.
Request you come to the bridge, Captain.
Find something?
Something quite extraordinary.
On my way.
Lazarus, you're with me.
Bones? If I had time, I'd laugh.
Main screen on, Lieutenant.
Screen on, sir.
Source of radiation, Captain.
How is it the scanners didn't pick it up before?
Because it is not there.
Another riddle. First Dr. McCoy, then you.
What I mean, Captain, is that according to our usual scanning procedures, there's nothing there that could be causing that effect.
But it is there.
Affirmative. I confess I am somewhat at a loss for words. It may be described, though loosely and inaccurately, as a rip in our universe.
What?
A kind of physical warp, Captain, in which none of our established physical laws apply with any regularity. However, with the dilithium crystals, I was able to localize it.
Yes! That's it! The dilithium crystals. Their power. We could do it.
You refer to the humanoid?
Yes, we've got him, Captain. We've got him.
What do the crystals have to do with it? All they show is a point of radiation.
That's just it. That's the key. That's the way to trap him. That's the solution. Captain, I beg of you. I plead. I demand. Give me the crystals.
Out of the question. Those crystals are the very heart of the power of my ship.
You fool. There won't be any ship if we don't kill him. He'll destroy all of you.
How? Now, you tell me how. All I've heard from you is double talk, lies, threats, accusations that don't hold an ounce of water. Now, you tell me, how does it present a danger to my ship?
I warn you, Captain. You'll give me the crystals.
Don't threaten me, Lazarus.
No threat intended.
Captain.
I'll have my vengeance.
Masters, Captain's calling.
Masters here.
Lieutenant, can you prepare an experimentation chamber in 10 minutes? All dilithium crystals, full power.
I'll check, sir. Captain, the chamber will be ready in 10 minutes, sir. My assistant and I will... Captain! Captain!
Lieutenant, what is it? What's wrong? Lieutenant! Lieutenant!
Captain, security reports Lazarus missing.
Captain's log, stardate 3088.7. We are no closer to finding an answer to the strange phenomenon than we were at the beginning. Not only have two of my crewmen been attacked, two of our dilithium crystals are missing. And without them, the Enterprise cannot operate at full power. They must be found.
Fact. You said you needed the crystals. Fact. An hour after you said you must have them, they were missing. Fact. Two of my crewmen were attacked.
And fact, Captain. I didn't take the crystals. I'm not the one. Find my enemy. Find the beast. And you'll find the crystals.
How did this beast get aboard my ship?
He did. Isn't that enough?
No. He didn't transport up. A report would have been made.
I tell you, we're dealing with a creature capable of destroying worlds.
Why does he need the crystals? For what reason?
For the same reason that I do. Listen to me. He's humanoid. He can pilot a spaceship. He can compute formulas to destroy races. He can steal an energy source for his vehicle so he can escape from me. Are you deaf as well as blind?
Sit down. The crystals certainly aren't here. There's an unexplained radiation source on the planet. Obviously some connection. We'll check it out. Organize a search party immediately. Mr. Lazarus will beam down with us.
Thank you, Captain.
You may not have reason to thank me, depending on what we find.
What do you believe now, Captain?
I believe the missing crystals aren't in your ship.
Mr. Spock?
Unable to locate the source of radiation.
Why not? You had it spotted from the Enterprise.
It has simply disappeared, Captain.
I want every inch of this terrain checked. Look for footprint movement, anything. Call out if you spot anything. Don't be afraid to use your weapons.
Thank you.
coming out of it now?
The thing.
It's all right. You're on board the Enterprise.
The Rock, I...
How's your head?
Aches.
You saved my life down there. I want to thank you.
Why shouldn't I?
Have some questions I want to ask you.
Not now, Jim.
It's necessary.
Go ahead. It's all right.
This is a computer report of the evidence you gave at your first screening.
It calls you a liar, Lazarus. For one thing, there's no planet at the location you said you came from. There never has been. If you want help from us, you better start telling the truth.
You wouldn't believe me if I told you.
Try us.
All right. I distorted a fact in the interest of self-preservation for my holy cause. I needed help, not censure, freedom, not captivity for being a madman. I was afraid that's what you'd call me if I told you the truth.
I'll have the truth now.
My planet, my Earth, or what's left of it, is down there beneath us.
What are you saying?
That my spaceship is more than just that. It's a time chamber, a time ship. And I am a time traveler.
And this thing you search for is a time traveler, too?
Oh, yes. He's fled me across all the years. All the empty years to a dead future. On a murdered planet he destroyed. Help me! Give me the tools I need to kill him! The crystals! Don't let him get away! Don't let him get away!
Don't hurt. I know. I sympathize. But I've got 430 other men to worry about. Now, where are those crystals?
I told you. He's got them. He took them. The thing.
He's got to get some rest, Jim. And would you get that muscle man out of my sick bay?
Dismissed.
He's in a lot of pain.
Sometimes pain can drive a man harder than pleasure. I'm sure you know that, Doctor.
Well, don't worry. He's not going anywhere. Not this time.
Which produces a winking out phenomenon. Mysterious, unidentified source of radiation on the planet. Lazarus, a walking powder keg. Your rip in the universe, a so-called murdering humanoid.
True, Captain. But more significant to me is the fact that our ship's instruments are specifically designed to locate and identify any object in our universe, be it energy or matter.
But by using those instruments, you are unable to identify the source of the radiation on the planet.
Correct. Which would seem to be impossible.
Are the instruments in order?
Perfect working condition.
And what you say leads, obviously, to one alternative. The source of radiation is not from our universe.
Nor in our universe, Captain. It came from outside.
Outside? Explain a lot.
another universe. Perhaps in another dimension. Occupying the same space at the same time.
The possible existence of a parallel universe has been scientifically conceded, Captain.
All right. What would happen if another universe, say a minus universe, came into contact with a positive universe, such as ours?
Unquestionably, a warp, a distortion of physical laws on an immense scale.
Which is what we've been experiencing. The point where they come into contact, couldn't that be described as a hole?
Indeed. I point out that a hole in the universe or in a simple container can either allow the contents to escape,
or what is outside to enter. The invasion that Commodore Barstow suspected.
There has been no evidence of a large-scale invasion.
But a small-scale invasion, Mr. Spock. What is your analysis of the mental state of Lazarus?
Difficult, Captain. One moment paranoid, the next calm, mild, rational. Almost as if he were two men.
Yes, two men. Different, but identical. And a hole in the universe. No, not a hole. A door.
Through which these two beings are somehow enabled to pass.
Now take a look at Lazarus. 1 minute he's at the point of death. The next he's alive. Well, strong as a bull.
The cut on his forehead. First he has it, then it's gone, then he has it again.
Which is physically impossible for one man.
Quite right. Unquestionably, there are two of him.
What's going on? This leaping from universe to universe. This wild talk about a murdering creature who destroys civilizations. What's the purpose?
Jim, madness has no purpose. Or reason. But it may have a goal. He must be stopped, held, destroyed if necessary.
I don't follow you.
Two parallel universes project this. One positive, the other negative. Or, more specifically, one matter, the other antimatter.
Do you know what you're saying? Matter and antimatter have a tendency to cancel each other out violently.
Precisely. Under certain conditions. When two identical particles of matter and antimatter meet.
Like Lazarus. Identical. Like both Lazarus. Only one is matter and the other antimatter. If they meet.
Annihilation, Jim. Total, complete, absolute annihilation.
Of everything that exists. Everywhere.
Calling bridge. Fire! Fire! The energizer!
Fire, Captain. Engineering. Situation critical.
All available personnel on the double. Spock with me.
Report. Under control, sir. But it couldn't have started by itself.
Lazarus, a trick to get the crystal.
Sir, you shouldn't be in here.
Oh, I didn't know! Luke!
Probably beaming down with the crystals right now. I'm going after him. You organize a security detail. Follow me as soon as you can.
Spock to bridge.
I'll get you now. I have a threshold. Run, run. I'll get you now.
Energize.
Finished.
It's done. It's done. It's done. It's done. It's done.
No! Don't! Not you! No! Welcome, Captain. I wasn't expecting you.
No. Him.
Yes, him. You understand?
Not completely. This is a parallel universe?
Of course.
Antimatter.
Here, yes.
And if identical particles meet...
The end of everything. Civilization, existence, all gone. I tried to stop him, Captain. That's why I took your dilithium crystals.
He has two more.
That's very bad, Captain. If he comes through at a time of his own choosing... But I think if we hurry, and you will help me... He can yet still be stopped. There's little time left. He meant to come through. When you accidentally pass through, it drained his crystals. It'll take him about 10 minutes to re-energize with equipment on board his ship. That should give us enough time.
Exactly what did I pass through?
That's hard to explain, Captain. I call it an alternative warp. It's sort of a negative magnetic corridor where the two parallel universes meet. It's sort of a safety valve. It keeps eternity from blowing up.
This corridor, is it what caused the magnetic effect? The winking out phenomenon?
Precisely, Captain. But not because of its existence. Because my foe entered. The corridor is like a prison, with explosives at the door. Open the door, and the explosives might go off. Stay inside.
And the universe is safe.
Both universes, Captain. Yours and mine.
Surely Lazarus must realize what would happen if you should meet face to face outside the corridor.
Of course he knows, Captain. But he's mad. You heard him. He's lost his mind. When our people found a way to slip through the warp and prove another universe, an identical one, existed, it was too much for him. He could not live knowing that I lived. He became obsessed with the idea of destroying me. And the fact that it meant his own destruction and everything else meant nothing to him.
So you're the terrible thing, the murdering monster, the creature.
Yes, Captain. Or he is. It depends on your point of view, doesn't it?
It's ready, Captain.
If we can force him into the corridor while I'm waiting for him, we can put an end to this. But if he comes through at a time of his own choosing and breaks into this universe to find me...
I understand. What do you want me to do?
Find him. Force him through his threshold while I'm waiting for him into the corridor. And I'll hold him there.
You can't hold him forever.
Can't I, Captain? You destroy his ship.
But if I destroy his ship, won't yours also be destroyed?
It will.
And your door will be closed.
Yes, and so will his.
You'll be trapped inside that corridor with him forever. At each other's throats throughout time.
Is it such a large price to pay for the safety of two universes?
I'm ready.
Send them to me. I'll be waiting.
Lazarus.
Step back.
Take these crystals to the Enterprise.
We must destroy that ship completely.
What of Lazarus?
And what of Lazarus?
Activate phaser banks.
Phaser banks activated.
Stand by the fire.
Thank you.
Daisy's standing by, sir.
Fire phasers. Mr. Leslie, let's get out of here. Ahead, warp factor one.
Warp one, sir.
Everything's all right, Mr. Spark, for us.
There is, of course, no escape for them, sir.
There is, of course, no escape. How would it be? Trapped forever with a raging madman at your throat. Until time itself came to a stop. For eternity. How would it be?
Captain, the universe is safe.
For you and me. But what of Lazarus? What of Lazarus?